Pam, you want to call roll, please?
Senator Miller.
Here.
Senator Donnelly. Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Tim Kelly.
Here.
Senator Rooney.
Here.
Senator Pierce.
Yep.
Senator Torgerson.
Yes.
Representative Barnes. Representative Berkowitz.
Here.
Representative Cadre.
Here.
Representative Vogel. Representative Phillips. Representative Porter.
Here.
Representative Roper. Nine members present.
We have a quorum to do business. The first item on today's calendar is the approval of the January 20th minutes.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the minutes from January 20th have been approved. Next item is the Legislative Affairs Agency's proposed budget. Pam?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our FY01 LAA request is $25,821,300. It is a decrease of $1,809,100 from our FY00 authorized. If you look at the total legislature's budget, that not only includes our LAA request, but legislative finance, the ombudsman, and budget and audit, it is a 5.7% decrease and $1,955,300 from this year's authorized. And just for the members' information, our total legislature FY01 request, in comparing that to the House numbers, if we look at general funds, our request is $555,500 below the House number. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Representative Berkowitz.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to follow on which page.
Well, I kind of did a recap,
okay.
So. but actually, if you look at the first, in the beginning, like Roman numeral, if you look at Roman numeral 1, that shows just the LAA request, and you can see one of those numbers there at the bottom. The $1,809,100 decrease from authorized, the far right number on the bottom. If you look at Roman numeral 2, that page, the bottom number on the far right shows that 5.7% decrease. It also shows the bottom line total for the whole legislative budget, the $32 million versus the $34 million that is authorized. And Roman numeral 3 shows conference committee, does not show fiscal notes, any monies, and it compares our request to conference committee. And then we usually put in the carry forwards or adjustments, that second line from the bottom there, to come up with our totals. And then the fourth Roman numeral is a new page that I didn't put in last year, and that's showing you general funds total. And then Roman numeral 5 is our revenue, and then the rest of the pages go component by component, explaining in detail the Legislative Affairs Agency budget, which really is about 80 to 85% of the entire legislative branch budget.
I'd also like, for the record, Representative Phillips and Representative Ogden has also joined us for a quorum. I guess we need a motion to forward this to the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Is there objection? Hearing no objections, this will be forwarded to the Finance Committee. The next item is the Ombudsman's Office. Maria? I guess you've already forwarded, but she's just going to explain. We've already forwarded it to your budget since in there, but you just go ahead and explain the change.
Would you like me to explain?
Just explain, the increase. Certainly.
Sure. Well, for the record, my name is Maria Moy. I'm acting ombudsman for the Office of the Ombudsman. The budget document before you is our FY 2001 budget request, and it's our maintenance budget only. We're requesting that you fund all categories at the FY 2000 authorized level, except for personal and contractual services, which we expect these two categories to increase moderately in the next fiscal year due to increased employer rates and office rent. I've been informed that the employer rates for terminal leave cash in, and workers' compensation are expected to increase moderately in FY 2001, and the total cost of this to my office is expected to be about $2,800. Additionally, we recently negotiated a new lease for our Anchorage office, Our previous rent was based on $1.09 per square foot, which was negotiated over 8 years ago automatically, and it's in keeping with the current market prices that are up there.
So market prices in Anchorage have gone up?
Market, well, from 8 years ago, they have.
So that probably is a depressed time.
I don't know, because I'm not that familiar with the history of the market prices in Anchorage. My understanding from having researched it is that it was in keeping with the market at that time, and that the $1.50 is about average for state agencies and other rentals in the Anchorage area for that grade of office space.
Where are you located?
We're in the Ship Creek Center on 5th.
Representative Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pam, or does anybody have any idea of what the state is paying per square foot in the Atwood building?
We own it.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Phillips, I don't have that information, but I'd be glad to give it to the council members. It might vary by department, but I don't have that off the top of my head.
When you have time, I'd like to see that.
Further question.
Senator Ferguson. Referring to the Atwood building, we have a house building we're working on that's set the rate for rent. It really hasn't been set. It's House Bill 112 is a rental facility charge.
Thing. Right.
And they're different for every building. And I don't remember what that is, but I can get it for you.
Okay.
But what we could get is what the state is receiving from other tenants in the Atwood building. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a bit more than $1.50 a square foot. I know that. But it's quite a bit better building, too.
Yeah, I was wondering in the Atwood building, did Chuck Becker and his group move in there, too? Are they... Or do you know the? Anybody know that? They were out in the other building, and I was just curious if they were there.
Well, we could probably research that when we find out what the other tenants are.
Yeah, we.